And now we remember Pete Seeger, the iconic folk musician and activist who died Monday at the age of 94.
To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep.
Walt Michael and Caleb Stein join me in the studio. Walt is an acclaimed folk musician who is also the founder and executive director of Common Ground on the Hill. They present concerts throughout the year in Baltimore and in Westminster. Caleb Stein is one of our area's most respected singer-songwriters. He's released 5 albums of original songs, and he's a constant presence on the scene in Maryland and beyond. Much has been written and broadcast about Pete Seeger's legacy this week. Walt and Caleb have brought their guitars and their banjos, and I brought mine, and we thought we'd pay tribute to Pete Seeger the way that musicians do by playing a couple of his songs. Morning, you guys. Good to see you.
Morning.
Hi.
So, Walt, Pete Seeger had a very close relationship with you in Common Ground on the Hill.
He did. And, you know, that was the way he worked. He worked with small groups, and he felt that that was the way the world was going to survive. I first encountered him on the Hudson River Sloop in 1969. I stowed aboard the sloop because I heard that it was happening. I honestly stowed aboard the sloop, and the next morning I woke up to Pete Seeger in the rigging singing an Indian sunrise song.
And, of course, he loved his Hudson River.
He loved the river, and eventually I ended up living in a town next to him. He lived in Beacon. I lived in Cold Spring, and every once in a while I'd run into him, but what people need to understand about Pete was that he was really firmly rooted in his community and cared about the local community. He modeled that kind of great behavior, really.
Indeed. And Caleb Stein, such an influence on so many musicians for so many generations. I mean, we talk about, you know, Bob Dylan and the ones who are, you know, the clear sort of inheritors of his legacy, but all of us are influenced by him.
Right. And I think what Pete does for me and for all the people playing folk music is he represents you know, a musical performance as a communal sing-along. A Pete Seeger concert was not about ego. It was not just some form of passive entertainment. It was everybody there all together. And I think Pete was saying, you know, singing is a human birthright. This is something we all do and we should all do.
Well, we wanted to sing a couple of Pete Seeger tunes, and of course there's this treasure trove to choose from. And when you think about the list of songs that he brought to our attention or wrote, you know, We Shall Overcome, Turn,
sure.
Turn, Turn, Guantanamera, Little Boxes. I mean, the list is endless. Let's play Where Have All the Flowers Gone. And for folks listening at home, sing along with us.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone for husbands, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they long time passing. Where have all the husbands gone? Long time ago. Where have all the husbands gone? They've gone for soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? No, when will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time past.
the soldiers gone long time ago? Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Well, thanks, you guys. It's so much fun playing with you. And what a beautiful tune. Walt Michael, Pete actually played at Common Ground on the Hill a few times.
He came to Baltimore, right? He came twice. And I'll tell a very quick little story here about how he got in touch before he arrived. And I heard that he would be taking a train down. Well, I came and answered my phone mail, and here was this voice saying, "Walt, this is Pete, and I'll be taking the train down, and I'm wondering if there's any public transportation from Baltimore to Westminster."
Yeah, Westminster.
I mean, that was him, and he wasn't kidding. You know, yeah. Of course, we went and picked him up, but that was Pete all the way. He was for the common man, and he wanted to ride and walk the way common people did.
Yeah, he did indeed, and he was a connector, Caleb. I mean, he just brought people together. Both intimately in the rooms he was playing, and it didn't matter whether he was playing a kindergarten classroom or on national television, wherever he was playing, he brought people physically and spiritually together.
Right. And for me, you know, I'm a songwriter and a huge Woody Guthrie fan, and so getting into that whole group of people, you know, that Millard Lampel and Lead Belly and Sonny Terry and Cisco Houston and Pete and Woody, all these guys, that they, you know, they symbolized that art can be very powerful when it's done with a group of people and done with friends. And, you know, I think they were almost like a bright counterpoint to the Beat generation.
Yeah,
you know, they said, like, art can be something you do as an individual creatively, but you also have this responsibility to a greater good.
And it's something that you do, you know, it's
right,
you don't just listen to it, you know, electronically. I mean, you pick up a guitar or a banjo or a fiddle and you do it. And of course, you know, Dylan is credited with sort of is being the first commercial success writing tunes that made commentary on what was going on and issues of social justice. But Pete Seeger was doing that like in the 30s.
That's right.
His career is amazing.
And we have no idea what it would have been like had he not been blacklisted.
Mm-hmm.
We would have heard his voice much more clearly in the folk revival had he not been blacklisted.
Yeah, because there are television shows that wouldn't book him because he was briefly a member of the Communist Party. He later sort of, you know, said that he regretted doing that and regretted leaving as late as he did. But yeah, that's true. That's sort of a what if, you know, he would have been even more in the media.
Right.
Yeah. But the notion that a singer-songwriter could write about things other than love sort of started with the guys, you know, Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, and the music that they were writing for the labor movement. I mean, he was the one, they were the guys who really joined activism and music.
And they were processing other people's music. I think that's important to know. Is that, you know, a lot of Pete's stuff, in fact, all of it, really, he found bits and pieces in places, and he put them together. Where Have All the Flowers Gone was a Russian folk song,
in its essence. The original title of We Shall Overcome is We Will Overcome, based on a gospel thing. But he actually has a writing credit on that song, and he introduced it to Martin Luther King, sang it at the March on Washington. Somebody asked him why he changed the word to We Shall Overcome. He said, it just sounds better.
Yeah. Well, and he had that artistic sense, right? I mean, he was a craftsman.
Yeah.
I mean, he built his own house, for God's sake.
Yeah.
He
literally, the log cabin on the water.
You know, I have this vision of, like, you know, some kid 50 years from now finding a computer file of Pete Seeger. And I think inherent in those recordings is this idea of what you were just saying, do it yourself. Hey, get out there, pick up an instrument. Let's make it. Let's build the house. Let's build the communal sing-along.
Yeah.
One of the things that Pete was really great at was turning the conversation back to the person who was trying to meet Pete. He always would turn it back to the person and ask them questions. What are you doing here? What are you about?
Yeah.
And I think we, as artists, we can all really benefit from that.
And a great listener.
You know, enough of these photos of ourselves.
Yeah. Well, let's sing another tune of Pete's, a very, very famous one. If I Had a Hammer, Walt, you got your 12-string. Let's sing this great tune.
Sing along with as you're drinking your coffee out
there,
please. That's
right. Sing along, If I Had a Hammer.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land.
I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
If I had a song, well, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land.
I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out the love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing
all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's a song about love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
Well, thank you guys so much. It's really great having you in here and talking about, you know, such a great guy and having fun singing. And I hope folks at home were singing along as well.
Right on.
Walt Michael and Caleb Stein, good to see you guys. Walt Michael and Caleb Stein, the next concert in Common Ground on the Hill series is next Friday night. Tom Chapin's going to play at Brown Memorial Woodbrook Church, and Caleb Stein has a new record coming out in April. We've got more information on our website. Come to wipr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. We'll leave you with a bit of music from the master himself, Pete Seeger, who died this week at the age of 94.
To my old brown earth, and to my old blue sky, I'll now give these last few molecules of I. And you who sing, and you who stand nearby, I do charge you not to cry. Guard well our human chain, watch well you keep it strong.